James Comer asks Serbian politician to give info on Biden family's deal with SVC China Energy Company by Wendell Hasebo on February 21, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, on Tuesday requested Serbian politician Vuk Jeremić provide information on the Biden family's business dealing with SVC China Energy Company. The request represents Comer's ramped-up efforts to ascertain whether President Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party to design legislation preventing influence peddling. If Jeremić cooperates with Comer's demand, the House Oversight Committee would have key data points further linking the Biden family to SVC Chairman Yi Jianming, who paid Hunter a $1 million retainer fee for legal services in 2017. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yi worth an estimated $80,000 in February 2017. According to the laptop from Hell, Hunter and James had negotiated a deal with SVC whereby Joe Biden, Big Guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture with SVC. Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski has confirmed the Big Guy is Joe Biden. Joe Biden has repeatedly denied being involved in the family business. In a letter to Jeremić, the former diplomat who served as the President of the United Nations General Assembly from 2012 to 2013 and as the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Serbia from 2007 to 2012, Comer asked for information related to Hunter's dealings with SVC, in which a court document redacted a name Comer believes could be Hunter Biden's. The sought information pertains to a past court proceeding related to Hunter's former business partner Patrick Ho, former head of SVC, who was convicted of international bribery and money laundering in 2018. The committee is investigating whether President Biden knew of or was involved in certain foreign business ventures that included the same SVC officials who participated in the schemes described in United States v. Patrick Ho, Comer wrote Jeremić. Evidence shows that you developed a business relationship with Hunter Biden and his associates and communicated with them about Chairman Yi and SVC. Based upon your trial testimony, the committee believes that you possess communications with SVC employees regarding Hunter Biden, Comer wrote. For instance, you testified about an email between you and Patrick Ho, where you were organizing a dinner between Chairman Yi and another person in Washington, D.C. on December 6, 2015. Outside the presence of the jury, the DOJ prosecutor requested the court redact the name of the individual who you were willing to bring to a dinner with the See Herman Mr. Yi because it could introduce a political dimension to this case that we, DOJ, don't think is worth dealing with, Comer quoted Jeremić's previous statement to authorities. Comer has also requested Hunter and James Biden turn over any communications or bank records with Jeremić. While James has apparently not responded, Hunter denied Comer's request, citing no legislative basis for the request. In February, Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, stated that whistleblowers have told him FBI point man Timothy Thebeau improperly shut down a probe into Hunter's laptop that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. It is unknown if Justice Department prosecutors will have the opportunity to charge Hunter with any alleged crimes with voluminous evidence found on the laptop. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from Hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.